Good morning. 6:25 a.m. Sunday morning, June the 25th, 2017. I'm not using the metronome this morning. I want to just sort of get the mojo working without putting undue stress on the various body parts. Did do a mile yesterday, the day before. Did it in the evening on the treadmill. A 20-minute mile. And I think that helped keep the joints moving. A little bit at a time. Like a little bit. I think overzealous in terms of 4 miles a day. This morning I'm pooped. I got to bed about 9:30 but got up at 4. The cats woke me up and my wife is having some serious trouble getting enough sleep. She has to take a pill every 5 hours for her shingles. I don't know how much longer. But it's definitely helping. It's helping her leg. I don't know. It's helping her head a whole lot. So when the cats started making a lot of noise, I got up and fed the cats and started coffee. Had first breakfast. The downside of that is that I'm now ready for second breakfast. And I've got to make some adjustments because I'm supposed to be eating 1,500 calories a day. And I'm barely, the last few days, I've barely broken through 1,200 calories. So actually I need more carbs. I need more food. I was doing pretty good. I was getting around 1,500 calories. One day I went to 1,600 calories a day. And then the knee thing. I did a little walking meditation routine. Headspace is just such a good little app. They've got all kinds of little gems hidden away. They've got a 10-minute, and I should have started it sooner because I had to stop it before I get back. So I could, before I get to the stop sign where I put the recorder on, But 10 minutes. If I had started it when I started walking, it would have been completed. I may try that tomorrow. Blue jays are having a fit over something. Can't see anything. There may be an owl or hawk sitting in that tree, and there's like five or six of them fluttering around, so there's something there that has them disturbed. And yeah, I had to get up early anyway because it was 6 o'clock open for the kids, so came back and started to walk. And we'll get this out of the way. And settle in. Where's the chicken yesterday? I've got half a chicken. I got to do something with it tonight. I think I'll make a stew. I don't know what the forecast is for today. Yesterday was middle 70s. The day before that was like barely into the 70s. I had to change out a sprinkler. So I did that yesterday morning. While it was still cool, got that all spiffed up. I'm reading a book. That's not too surprising. I'm always reading a book. I've read several in the last couple of days. Last week. So, the guy who is, I think, in charge of the new media track at Balticon, his name is John Walker. And he writes under the name John G. Walker. To differentiate himself from the John Walker of science fiction fame. But John G. Walker, The Sincerest Form of Flattery, I think is the name of the book. It's got a truly forgettable cover. Sorry, John. I don't know what you should be doing differently. But I sat and talked to John a couple of different times. Was a funny guy. He was very engaging, very intriguing. And I picked up his book. I picked up a sample of his book. But never got back to it until yesterday, day before. I looked the first 2 pages. I really good. It's not anything close to my normal genre. It's not anything close to my normal read in terms of storyline. Oh my goodness. The prairie dog field out here. They were eradicating the prairie dogs a little while ago. But it's completely covered with blooming thistles. It's beautiful. It's really subtle. The sun is shining on them. It's gorgeous. There's something about the thistles that just, I don't know if it's because they're purple and they stand out or what. Oh, say it with me. Or post. Anyway, so yeah, I started reading it. It's pretty good. It's offbeat. I guess supernatural, maybe paranormal. So far there's a ghost that sort of reminds me of Harry Dresden's skull. And the main character himself reminds me a bit of Harry Dresden. The stories are not magical as such. He doesn't carry a drumstick or hockey stick or anything. But it's fun. It's a fun read so far. I'm not very far into it. He's looking for a murderer. And bodies keep showing up in interesting ways. So it's kind of a lighthearted murder mystery. That sounds so wrong. John G. Walker. I'm pretty sure it's the sincerest form of flattery. I think it's the only book he's got out at the moment. But if you're looking for something a little bit offbeat, if you're looking for something a little bit different, I haven't got very far into it, but so far I'm enjoying it. So in my head, the meditation is still playing. It's like the metronome behind my head. I'm supposed to be in the moment. I'm supposed to be aware of the regular movements of feet, legs, arms. And not changing them, just noticing them. Sun is filtering through the trees. It's not very high in the sky still. And not surprisingly, it's not even 7 o'clock yet. There's plenty of shade. I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt this morning. Because it is a little bit cool. It's 58 when I left. It's probably a little bit warmer now. It's probably closer to 60, 62. I suspect when I get around the corner here and start walking in the sun, it's going to feel a lot warmer. I have a toenail that's too long. That's being very aware of every little pain in my foot, in my knees, in my legs. Meeting with the nurse made me a bit paranoid. All the things I used to do without thinking, I have to start thinking about them now. I have to try to think about them. Well, that's a bit brief. I'm ready for my second breakfast. It's 7 o'clock, just 2 hours before I normally have second breakfast, but I ate it at 4. It's been 3-4, almost 3 hours. 7 o'clock, it'll be 3 hours. I don't know if you can hear the train. That train is 5 miles away, at least. But the wind is bringing the sound straight to us from that side of town. The leaves in this big cottonwood. Yeah, the wind filter is still in place. still early enough. The sprinklers haven't gotten around to test the new one yet. Should be any time now. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Well, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.